This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Once again, lady and... what? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yes, this is not Bob Forrest. This is Susan Pinsky, and it's Prediction 2017 with none other than Jen Schaefer, hello, Cindy Kaza, April Nicole, and Khalees Simone. And I'd like to make a shout out to Jen Schaefer because last year, 2016 predictions, you have to download the premium app to get this. You'll find out that she actually predicted that Trump would win and how he would win. And it was so good. You were the first one out of the gate and you came through.
And I got a lot of flack for it. I'm like, this wasn't necessarily my, I just was like, I'm getting that he's going to win. He's going to go against Hillary. And I didn't think though, consciously, that that would happen, you know, but it did.
And yeah, and Dr. Drew's here tonight too, because we're going to talk about 2016 and our experience. Well, what it was, and his predictions for 2017. Oh. Everything that I predicted on last year's show did not come true.
What did you predict?
I said, the subject matter came up that it something hurt. Would happen and everybody be voting out of fear. And I said, well, maybe it'll be international and then Hillary will win because she knows what to do.
But internationally, that's what affected people. Like that, you were right. It was just the way, it wasn't what you thought, but internationally definitely affected what happened here.
Well, then they said something was going to happen that would make them vote out of fear. And I think it was the fact that Shiga was sick.
It was
and
the
it
email
totally
factor.
and then everybody realized that she might be lying a little bit too much about her health, so maybe what else is she lying about? So, I mean, I experienced that firsthand. We'll talk about that later. But as far as what you predicted, you said it was going to be very close.
Very close.
Which it was, the popular vote went to Hillary Clinton. Right. So,
which I believe Khalees and some other people said that the popular vote would go to Hillary.
Yeah. And I predicted Hillary and Trump, and I predicted the last minute swing in the voters as well.
Oh. See?
But the other things that were
listen to that
Florida, when I said something awful was going to happen in Florida and it felt like 48. And when I said that, I saw what looked like a building, which was a gym. So I said it was a school. It felt like the schools. I don't know if I said that on the air, but it was the club.
Right. There was a,
right?
There was a
and
shooting.
It was actually 49 killings, not 48. So I got that wrong.
Pretty close.
And then I said the sickness in the Olympics. I'm like, there's something in the water. And I had no idea. Zika, I think, was even mentioned before, but I had no idea about Zika.
I don't think there was really anything wrong with the Olympics this year, though. It didn't really turn out to be as bad as we thought.
Just the water.
Just the water? People got sick from the water?
Yeah, that was it.
Lochte, Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, if I would have predicted that, I would have been golden. And there's going to be this swimmer.
I'm sickness in the water.
The edit?
He feels drunk to me.
Brussels as well. Yeah. Earlier in the year.
You did?
Yeah, I don't know if it made it onto the podcast, though. That's why I'm not sure if I should mention it. But I did, around March, I saw the terrorist attack in Europe, and which turned out to be Brussels.
I forgot about that.
And the earthquake in Japan. Well,
you know, it's astounding. Like, this year has been so tumultuous. I mean, especially for the Pinsky, it's either good or bad. It's like, started out the year pretty good. I got to go on a cruise ship on Below Deck with my friends and my and Rebecca, and then took a nice week off, which was really lovely, and then came back, and then my dad passed away, and then 5 weeks later, I was closing a hardware store and selling a house, and then came back and was in Bali in Australia and having a great time again. It was like this roller coaster ride, and then came back, and we lost Loveline, and then we lost HLN, and then
a lot
I don't
of
know,
breakups.
Drew, and then we got attacked by the Hillary mob because Drew mentioned her health, and that's what I was talking about. It's like everybody was like so zoned in on every little detail, and it was just I'm so glad the election's over.
He was right about Hillary from the get-go, though, with her health.
Well, yeah, I mean, was, and he was just stating that the medical doctors weren't giving her the right treatment. He wasn't saying that, you know, she couldn't make it as president.
Right. And they didn't even say what he mentioned about Trump. You know, he said something about Trump as well, but they cut that out.
No, they did an hour episode on Trump, but they did, you know, a quick little mention on the radio. And it just, I mean, that experience was really scary. And Drew was, you know, also the fact that Drew's show canceled had nothing to do with Hillary Clinton, but it became national news, and it was just really, I don't know, just this year has been really terrible. And then and a lot of people are really unhappy with it. I wonder if it has something to do with the way I know there was a big Mercury and retrograde until September, and we weren't, like, it was really bad between August and September, because I was just like, get us out of this hell. And then I won a BMW. But, you know,
it's like, see, there's a happy ending.
It's
all
like,
this.
You know, shit hits, and then the next thing you know, I win a BMW. So it's just been one of those roller coaster ride years for, I think, for everybody.
For everybody. But yeah. Chaos is a curator.
Chaos. Big transition.
Chaos is a curator for change. If everything just went along the way it is, then no one would do anything about it. And chaos creates, you have to change your behaviors within what you're doing, regardless of what the problem, what, you know, if, for instance, Trump, if, let's just hypothetically say that every, before you're born, you say, okay, I'm going to sign up for that. What if he said, I'll sign up being that asshole that's going to do this, this, and this? Does that really make him the bad guy? In the grand scheme of things, if it wakes up everybody to do something, does it make him the bad guy?
History will tell. We'll see.
We will see.
Khalees, what did you say there about transition? Or is that what you were saying?
Oh, it's just that 2016 has been a really big year for transition astrologically for everyone. And I think it was capped off with the supermoon recently. That was pretty much like the end of the last release of energy this year.
Capped off with what?
The supermoon.
A big butt.
Oh,
Superman. A big butt in the sky.
They said Superman. I'm like, huh? Superman. Well, the
dog is, yes, please.
You know, the supermoon, the earthquakes, it was just like the final straw, and it kind of brought all the energy back into alignment moving forward. I feel like we've got 3.5-4 months of more stable energy coming, so it should be good leading into 2017.
I feel that way too.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Fuck 2016.
I have a very strange feeling about 2016, though. That
2016 has so many underlying currents that no one sees that are going to surface later. It's just it's something that's nobody can put their finger on why certain things have happened, but they're going to manifest themselves later. But it's not going to be 2017. I feel like it's going to be in 2018.
I agree with you.
It's not going to happen next year, but it's going to be these underlying currents that we're going to be, that have been just festering, that are going to build to the top, that are going to change things.
In a good way?
I believe in a good way. It depends, again, on your perception. Mm. It depends on what. So you can look at getting a BMW, that was great, but all the other stuff, you would have rather given away your BMW to have the other stuff go normal, right? It's that kind of perception. Like,
no, I wanted the BMW.
Okay.
No, she needs to have your dad back.
Oh, yeah, well, he's 92.
Thank you.
It would have been hard
to
get him back. He's pretty old, but, I mean, he was miserable. No, listen.
He just kissed you on your forehead, by the way.
Oh, I know.
On the top of your head.
He's happy now.
Mm-hmm. He's super happy.
I know. He's much happier with my mom. She's bossing him around now. So
she's having so much
fun. No, I mean,
fun.
He worked for 92 years, and then, I mean, Hardware to Habitat is the whole episode. But what a great guy. I miss him terribly. But I know that at the end, it was like such a drag on day for him. Every day he'd get up, he'd do
this. He's worried about your brother. I'm sorry.
Everybody's worried about my brother.
Okay, I just, that's just what I got shown.
Oh, brother. I know. And you know okay. what? I love my brother, but I think he's okay. I think he's...
He is. He will be.
He gets depressed sometimes, so...
He says he needs to get outside.
Yeah, he needs some vitamin D for sure. He lives in Portland, so it's going to be tough. But
that's the highest suicide rate is in Portland.
He was so happy
you do know
that
right?
He got to move closer to his family. He lives near my niece, and he's very happy. So, anyways, I don't want to talk about my brother, but because that episode was over in June, and I'm just so glad.
I'm sorry, I wasn't invited.
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, my God. But my favorite part was when I had a bunch of psychics come to the hardware store and help me sell stuff, and they could find things intuitively because my father was whispering over their shoulder.
I hope so, because I certainly messed up the arrangement with the numbers. I was like moving all this stuff around and cleaning, and Susan's like, no, it has to stay by the tag. I'm like, well, too late, sorry about that.
You did a great job.
Susan, can I tell you that I met your dad on numerous occasions and didn't know he was your father?
Oh, really? Oh, you know what, did I introduce everybody?
Yes, you did.
Okay. This is April Nicole talking, and she's actually a new addition to Calling Out, and go ahead.
So I used to work in Tustin, and I used to shop at his hardware store. And he was the nicest man, but I had no clue that he was your dad until he passed away and you had posted it publicly.
Weird.
Small world.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, a lot of people knew him. He was an icon in the hardware world in Orange County, and he was just, I don't know, he's an institution. Mr. Fix-It. So, God bless you, Dad. I'm glad.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, you know, I'm not that great. But we do have a lot of energy. So, anyways, Drew... We're looking for topics right now to predict for 2017. Do you have any good ideas?
Any good ideas?
Yeah,
I mean,
something that you really want.
All right. So, what's going to happen with Brexit? Is that going to play out? Are people going to have good feelings about it? Bad feelings about it?
About what?
Brexit.
It's going to be blocked.
What is that?
It feels like it's going to be blocked. Still.
What is that?
It's the British exit from the European Union.
European Union.
Sorry.
They're still going to have opposition with
they
it.
They need to leave. They needed to leave.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, as soon as, it was funny because I was probably, gosh, I won't say my exact age, but I was really young when the European Union started, and I was in Europe at that time doing stuff, and it just, as soon as it happened, I was like, this is temporary. The whole thing felt temporary.
For Britain exclusively or for the whole thing?
The whole thing.
It's interesting you'd say that, because the one thing they were never able to do is come up with a common currency, with a common debt, rather. They had a common currency but no common debt. And that's what's making it fall apart right now, is that Greece has this massive debt, Germany's paying for it. The one thing that Alexander Hamilton did is he took all the 13 colonies, which were really 13 countries, and he combined their debts into one war debt. That's why we had a country.
So something that was interesting that came up with me was Spain was going to have something that just a downfall that's going to trickle.
Oh, so yeah, well, that like have, so, like so like a like, how about every, Portugal? Could it be Portugal or Spain?
Both.
So it's going to be a debt default of some type, or
some type that's going to take down. It's going to be a trickling effect, and that's what I was getting with that.
Lovely.
It's going to start in February.
Now, is that I would assume would affect our economy. Is our economy going to be okay?
The effects.
Well, looking into 2017, it looks like the economy does go from strength to strength. I'm not seeing like any major downturn because I watch a lot of the foreign exchange quite closely, the currency pairs.
I used to
and
trade
I still
it.
Feel the US dollar is going to stay strong. Sorry, Jen, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay.
You.
I used to trade FX, so I'm very. Aware.
Let's do a little, let's do a little TMZ here. What about Kanye? Is he going to be okay? Where's Kanye going?
He's going to be fine. As long as he thinks he's going to be.
Kanye's not okay.
No, he has a mental health issue.
I don't see. No. Okay, I know his people. I know him. And what I can say about Kanye is that even though all those boys have egos, he has always been the one that I felt expressed mania, like pure textbook bipolar,
right.
Manic depressive.
He has a mental health issue.
I feel bad or I feel good. Like, no, he's been pure mania from the moment I saw him come out with I don't know, college dropout or whatever it was, like up until he got put in hospital. And I have this image of him and Kim around February, March, walking down the red carpet. He's in like a light suit. It could be cream, it could be white. She's really engaging. She's really kind with everyone. He's got this sort of numb expression, similar to what I saw with like Brian Wilson when he came back out and from the Beach Boys. And who is the other one? Not Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy always had like that kind of sparkle.
I love him. Sort
of,
yeah.
I sure love him too.
But Michael J. Fox also has that same energy where he's like there, but he's a bit disconnected.
Okay, so you're describing Parkinsonism. That's the flat face associated with Parkinsonism, and major psychotropic medication can cause that as well.
Right.
So you're probably seeing him medicated.
I think that he's just going to have a lot of people to surround him. Like, they're not going to let him out. They're going to try to keep him down. Look what they've done with Charlie Sheen. Have we heard about Charlie Sheen recently at all?
No, I have not heard about Charlie Sheen.
No one's heard about Charlie Sheen recently, right?
Well, I know he has HIV.
Well, we know that, but nobody's heard of it. He has now a good group of people that are holding him, that are not allowing him to do this.
Yeah.
So I feel like the same, like the Kardashians do that. They protect people. They try to protect people that are out there.
Kim could be a pillar of strength, but I actually feel not really a divorce, but I do feel a separation in their relationship. And I hope I'm wrong, but I get the feeling that she's going to get custody of the kids. He's going to go through another depression. And there's another man coming back into her life who kind of looked a bit like Chris Humphries, but...
I think she's
sort of
too afraid to do that, personally.
I agree. I actually feel like they're going to stay together, but it's only for the image. I don't feel like it's for the relationship. So I feel like it's all going to be hidden. It's all behind the scenes that we're not going to even know about it.
Yeah, it's true.
But I don't feel like it's the end of his manic moments at all. I think that we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. He's actually representing the Orange is the New Black. Meaning that he's representing Trump. He's like physically representing Trump, I think, a little bit, in the way that he is. Like, Trump has said some outlandish things lately that just don't make sense, that shouldn't be on the internet, right?
It's a weird parallel, isn't it, that the two of them have started coming out so
it is very, very
bluntly.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Trump is mentally deranged or anything like that. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying that there's certain people that should tell Trump not to do certain things. Right? Just don't do those. But
same with Kanye.
So my husband said he gets a list every morning of things that that will keep the people that voted for him engaged. And those are the things that he goes after every day. Which actually makes sense.
I think all presidents get that.
Well, don't you think in order to be a politician, you have to have some level of narcissism and sociopathy?
Did Obama? Did Obama do that?
You run for president because, you know, like, that's what puts you there, is that energy of knowing that you trust yourself enough to run a country, or feeling like you are that important that that's your job.
Well, and you just see, I can imagine, you see so many things in the presidency. You're hit with so much information, just stuff that's happening all over the world that we're not privy to. We don't know that information. You have to develop some sort of a way to a coping mechanism. I mean, I'm sure some of it's already there, but that's crazy.
That's why you build
your
talent.
Do you guys see next year, I saw like a third of the way through the year, the energy changing, and I don't know if it's that Trump steps back or one of his advisors take over, but I see his energy going sideways and like another male stepping into the forefront.
Tell you what I saw a little bit?
Yeah, I
saw like Trump on a gurney in August, and I'm not sure what from. I felt his arm very tight. He was holding his shoulder. It's in August. And then when I looked back at my notes, I also saw the same, kind of similar to what you were saying. I felt like, and I don't know if he got, he was on a gurney. So I don't know if he got, I don't feel like he got shot. I'm not sure. But there's something that's going to happen that's going to change things. So if you're mentioning, and the only reason why I'm interjecting is because if you're mentioning that, it would make sense.
Yeah.
And I felt like there's a lot of big things that are happening around August with this country. Something's going to shift. Something's going to change with that.
Yeah, it's like he chose to pull back. Like, I get the feeling that he's, like, throwing his hands up in the air and he's like, I don't want to, like, I'm just not interested. I want to do my own business, or something with a similar energy to that. And his energy pulls back and someone else takes over. I don't feel it's like Hillary. It's nothing like that. It feels, if anything, it's like Mike Pence or one of those kind of people. But I did see a weird shift.
I'm going to take a break right now, and then I'm going to come right back. Hey everyone, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky is sponsored by DrDrew.com, and this is where you can find all the other shows I produce, like This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and Weekly Infusion. Also find all the shows Dr. Drew has all in one website. We bring it all there for you so you can find it easily. And then also we have everything that you need to know about Calling Out with Susan Pinsky at CallingOutWithSusanPinsky.com. If you want to download the new app, just Google Calling Out with Susan Pinsky app and go to the iTunes link. We sincerely appreciate your support. Okay, so we're back. Just a little information for you there. Thank you for listening and download the app because we really appreciate it. So I'm here with Dr. Drew, Cindy Keza, April Nicole and Jen Schaefer, and of course, Khalees Simone on Skype. Hopefully we've got a little better connection. So, okay, keep going.
I definitely felt by 2018, like Jen was saying, there's going to be something major shifting in the presidency or something was going to be happening. And I also feel there's going to be a lot of scandal around the Trump presidency concerning financial stuff. So I'm not sure if it has to do with his own business being tied into you know, foreign affairs or what's going on, but I just see all this financial turmoil revolving around his own business or business relations or ties to other countries. So I do see it being scandalous. Mm-hmm. I did see for 2 years. So like Jen was saying, right into 2018, something is going to shift big time.
It's just bubbling underneath. I get the bubbles underneath, like the outer surface. It's just like boiling hot. That's ready to go. That's going to happen.
Do you guys see him still as president in 2020?
No.
See, I don't either. Isn't that weird?
I don't know.
I don't feel it's an impeachment or anything, but I just don't feel his energy still there.
Well, it's just interesting because ever since he was elected, I kept picking up that at some point there's going to be numerous attempts of assassination. Whether or not that's going to actually come to play and actually happen, I don't know, but like you said, I don't see him actually being there. Definitely not for a second term.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really pick up an assassination vibe, but two of you have mentioned that, so it's totally possible.
My daughter actually told me, she goes, Mom, it's okay, because he'll be assassinated. I'm like, no.
Well, they said that about Obama, too. Everybody did.
Right, everybody did. I didn't feel an assassination, but I felt something was... But again, if I saw him on a gurney holding his arm... What about a heart attack?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I felt something, and it had to do with his shoulder.
Or an anxiety attack.
Like something that he was on, and it kept on coming back. So I don't, and I'm not going to look into it more than that, but I didn't feel a gunshot. I just felt something that was going to take him out silently.
It's just gentle, isn't it? It's like more of a gentle energy.
Right.
Well, I hope it gets better. And I hope hopefully he'll go to a psychic and he'll change his destiny. Well, so
unless he bans his profession. Did anybody do anything with natural disasters?
Mm. Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Did you? Is that your wild card, Jen?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, guys, hold on to your seat. Here we go. We're going to talk about natural disasters.
I felt China is going to be completely...
I see flooding, a lot of flooding.
China, I'm getting, is something horrific is going to happen in China. I've never seen that. I feel like America, I don't see any fluctuation. I really don't. Not right now. I feel like nothing's going to happen. But China, I saw it getting shaken up with like an earthquake. I felt... things just coming down. It was the weirdest thing when I looked at it. I've never felt that.
I don't know if it's an earthquake, but for my wild card, I said, Spirit, what do we need to know? And I saw an Asian guy, a political disturbance in an Asian country in the second half of the year, and people are waving sticks. It feels like there's
Korea's
something.
Bombing them, or
it feels like something's going on in the country. I don't know if they're like waving weapons or if they're just angry.
Ooh.
But it feels like it's after April, and I saw a guy that either looked like Hu Jintao, or like a young Tran Dai Quang who's from Vietnam.
Yeah,
but it felt more like China or Japan, but it's not Japan because it wasn't Shinzo Abe. But I'm pretty sure it was the China energy.
I saw part of the wall coming down. a little bit of the wall. And I know it's been there for thousands of years, as my husband told me. That's not going to happen. But that's what I saw.
Maybe that's a symbol of communism taking a turn.
It could be. I don't know. But that's the part out of every place in the world. I got Spain for finance, and I got China for something really, really going wrong.
I can second that.
It could be, you know, a bombing or something, or it could be just something that is
a cultural revolution,
right? A cultural
some
revolution.
Some kind of well, or like a.
But
communist.
It's going to have a ripple effect all across the globe. It's going to be something that's going
to. Well, I was really interested in knowing what was going to happen to Cuba too, with the recent death of Fidel Castro and communism.
They're just going to be happy.
And I was thinking about.
Yeah, it feels free, doesn't it?
I hope so. But it's, you know, communism to me is also going to be. It's all. The situation in Cuba could affect China.
Well, I'm getting more of a drug cartel, right? That's going to go into Cuba.
I have a dictatorship coming. Like another dictatorship energy. But I do
going
feel there's
the
like.
Drug lords.
Oh wait, drug lords in Cuba, let me think.
Yeah, but so, now it's more of it now, but more are allowed to come in. It's not just them, right. It's I'm talking about,
so
now it's going to be free reign, which is going to be a huge deal.
So if you have a dictatorship in Cuba, it just means that the brother is going to continue to rule and it's going to stay the same for a while, right, Khalees?
Yeah, but see, it feels like at first I get this sort of freedom party energy. Then I've got a really strong leader coming in, which feels like it could be almost a little dictator of a dictator energy. And then I've got a lot of emphasis on tourism continuing. So I feel like they're trying to get the American dollar in there, and that has a positive effect on the economy. And it'll slowly start to fade out, like the sort of. How do I say this in a nice way? Like the scummy energy of the drugs and the gangs and all that stuff's going to be pushed back. And I feel like it'll go to like 25% and order will be restored in a lot of parts of Cuba that it wasn't previously.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I guess.
Okay.
I actually think in 2000 and end of 2017 into 2018, there's going to be another massive like influenza crisis or some respiratory illness that spreads really, really quickly.
Starting in Japan.
And I feel like there's not going to be a solution to it right away. Like it's just not. It's going to be fast spreading, and the whatever vaccination they tried to make for that year is just not working at all.
Shit.
And that I keep seeing quarantined and think it feels actually
it's
pretty
Japan,
bad.
And it feels like it's airborne. It also feels like it was done from some other country.
Mm-hmm. What time of year do you feel that's going to hit?
Like end of 2017 into 2018?
The spring.
So I feel people start getting sick at the end of 2017 or something, and then it just keeps. And it feels like it goes on for a time. It's like I just see it being pretty bad.
What's interesting is whenever their winter time is, so excuse me that I don't know when their winter time is, but I keep getting the much colder weathers and so many more people walking around with the masks on their face. And I think that there's even going to be some major travel restrictions with that as well. They're not going to be letting people cross borders or even fly into other countries.
Or ships. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how about some happy news you could
get? Yeah, I just was saying that. I'm like,
well, the good news is I feel like France is rebuilding. I feel like there's nothing bad that's going to happen with France.
Thank goodness.
Next year.
Yes.
I also feel like, here, despite what's going on politically and the fears and everything, we're going to be good. I don't feel like anything major is going to happen here.
I will say,
in August in New York, something's going to happen.
I feel like it's going to remain strong throughout the year.
August, I feel like, again, I feel like something is going to happen in New York, and that might coincide with what happens to Trump if that happens together.
I have a real specific question for you guys. I was just talking to somebody about daytime television. Daytime television is imploding, and nothing, particularly talk, is completely just bottoms falling out. what's going to happen to daytime television?
Oh no,
it's going to move to Netflix.
Honestly, I think so much stuff is going digital anyway. Mm-hmm. I just feel
I think it's moving to Netflix. That's what I'm getting. So if you get
but that goes without saying.
Something
has to emerge that saves that is a viable something, because they're not going to put the test pattern up.
You know what I just saw was Johnny Carson. That's so funny.
Replays.
No, that's so funny. Was shut off from like 6 a.m.
That is
until
so
5
funny
PM.
To me, like Johnny Carson.
I see the Indian test pattern.
Yeah.
The color bars.
Well, when I ask like what gets the most ratings during daytime TV in the future, what I keep seeing is things like CNN, where it's, you know, it's news, it's news reporting,
because that's what people want. That's current. No one else wants to be able to watch TV when they're told to watch it.
Yeah, I still see that there being a room for like a beauty show or what's Tara Banks?
QVC? QVC.
Maybe, yeah. God. It feels like there's some kind of like beauty panel that's still there, but a lot of it's news and reality, even in daytime. Because normally we get that sort of evening reality show section, but I feel there's going to be like daytime reality
show.
Can
we lose the Kardashians?
Oh. You know, I want to say something about Kanye, though, honestly.
I'm so sorry, but I just, if that's the only thing on TV, I'm going to be so mad.
It won't be.
It's Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Everything's on Netflix.
Kanye? I mean,
you know, I have a little bit of a different take on Kanye. I mean, I do feel he's going to have to be medicated. I do see him heavily medicated, but I do feel that there's a possibility that it might take him a year or two to really kind of get his bearings straight. But I do think there's a possible that he can come back and actually use his experience to help other people.
Oh, I totally
so
agree.
For that, and he's the kind of guy that could do that. Bipolar
don't think he will.
Oh.
I do. I actually do. I said that they're not.
I
know these people. I don't know.
Because you know the narcissism and stuff. There's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but sometimes that grandiosity fuels that. If they feel benefited from the treatment, they often it flips. And they want to help other people.
What's going to happen is Kim's mom is going to come in and just say, "Listen, this is not going to happen.
Listen, they're not bad people. They're great people.
They're great. I think he will. Like I said, he has a team. Just like Charlie Sheen has a team. Mm-hmm. There's people that have teams that are like, you are not going to say anything and exploit yourself any longer. We are going to handle this and just try to do what we can.
Well, they should have done it after the MTV VMAs because that was a really uncomfortable situation.
But, you know, as all people that have illness, he had to hit that whatever bottom he hit.
It is very,
hopefully this is the bottom, but it's public. And I think I'm pretty happy that he's now finally getting treatment because it actually could have been way worse, you know?
When you don't have sleep.
And I agree with Cindy in what she said. I see him doing fashion. I see him doing music. I see all that stuff continuing, but I feel he's going to do it in a quieter way, and it will take at least a year, maybe 2 years for him to come back and start making statements. He does seem more humble when he does start talking, but I don't know if he'll really promote the cause in the way that
everybody wants him to.
Well, you know what my daughter said? She goes,
it's going to be more about
my
him.
Daughter my daughter said, well, he has to talk to Jay-Z because he's part of the Illuminati. I'm all, Blakey? She goes, you do believe in Illuminati? I'm like, okay, no more, like, whatever you're watching, YouTubing, like, just no, there is no Illuminati. Like, where are you getting this? Well, you know Jay-Z, and you know Kobe. I'm like, okay, stop watching whatever you're watching. It was just kind of funny. They'll keep him. If he's part of the Illuminati, then he's not going anywhere. He's fine.
I definitely feel like there's a huge possibility of him becoming more of a mentor, but I keep hearing recovery. So I feel like he has to go through a major recovery period before he can even get to that point where he can help other people.
How old is he? Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
In his 30s, I think, late 30s.
Probably. Okay. Yeah. I think they're in their 30s. They're really young. Yeah.
40. It's going to take him until he's like 42 to figure this out.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually saw 2019, so hopefully that's not too long.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because I got at least 2 years, but I think he's going to be in hospital.
39?
Oh, he's 39.
That makes me feel better.
Okay.
So then, I'm getting 42. I'm getting 42, him stepping out of the closet going, this was fucked up. Did you say this was explicit?
Yeah, I met him before he got involved with the Kardashians, and he just seemed really nice. Like,
he's a nice
guy.
He's
eccentric.
He's eccentric.
But the fact that they propped him up to think he could be the president of the United States. That's like, hello. Yeah, like,
well, somebody that's did that with Trump.
Well, I think it's his management. That whole scene is, you know, it's like you see Kanye, but it's the whole scene. Kanye is just one of the piece of the puzzle. The whole puzzle has that attitude and that ego, that whole industry. It's not unique.
No. I
all
have another.
All the rappers, they all talk like that.
Oh, sorry. I just cut you off,
Cleese. Go ahead.
I just actually was, when I was tapping into future stuff, I kept, you know, feeling a lot of stuff around, you know, Edward Snowden's living in Russia. And when Trump becomes president, what's going to happen with Snowden in Russia and Trump trying to buddy-buddy with Russia? Like, does anybody else feel anything about that? Because I feel something's coming.
He's going to bring Snowden in.
I feel like something will shift with that relationship. Yeah. I'm just wondering what everybody else picks up on.
Yeah, what's going to happen in Russia? Like, we haven't talked about ISIS or Russia in so long. I just feel so out of it.
I feel, from what I know, and I'm trying to gauge what I can say, actually, because of the FBI's and doing surveillance. It's not Russia. It's China funding Russia. It's not Russia. Russia's a puppet, and then Russia handles ISIS. There's a huge, like, our biggest. If we were to look at the grand scheme of things, China is our number one enemy. It just is. People don't know that. They don't know why, but I feel like I can say this. So that being said, Russia has infiltrated itself into New York, into LA, into the major cities, like tenfold, more than you've ever seen it, okay? For very good reason. They're not here just to be Americans. They're not here just to, and I'm not saying, there are some that are. I don't want to offend anybody, but there are a lot of bad things that are happening. Heroin, for instance. I've had more parents on my couch saying, what were the last 24 hours of my child's life that took heroin? This year, more so than any year I've ever dealt with that. It's infiltrated by Russia. The heroin's coming in from Russia. They're making, instead of injecting it, they're making these little, you know, it's opiates. They wrap it around, they lace it with heroin. And these kids are dying. But there's no, and there's also no, and I'm sorry to get on a diatribe, but they're killing our youth. They're also killing people that have been sober for so long, they decide to do heroin once, they die. It does not discriminate on age. Does that make sense to you, Dr. Drew? Do you have anything?
Well, the fentanyl is what they're lacing in there.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's coming from overseas. And then the heroin issue is a giant demand created by the back off of the pharmaceutical distribution.
Oxycontin. Yeah. Correct.
And so there's, you know, somebody's filling it, that's for sure.
Yeah. Russia. That's what I've seen.
Good times. You guys are so happy.
So where did you hear that? That's crazy.
I deal with it every day.
Wow.
I have parents in front of me all the time.
So you have that organization that's having people wear red shoes because you just recently had that.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to bring it up a little.
No.
Much,
so a girlfriend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, Darian Boyle, she actually texted me on Saturday, said, can you call me? She never does that. I'm like, can you wait till my spin class? Not looking into it. I called her. She goes, my cousin is on life support. He's 11 years old. He's a twin. He had a peanut allergy. We're not sure what it's called, you know, what it's caused. But Bobby sat next to you at my wedding. I went to
peanut allergy.
Yes, I went to an asthma. I went to a wedding in New Jersey, and I sat next to the parents. They remembered what I did for work.
Right.
Because my husband was making fun of it. So that being said, they remembered it. They're like, we want to talk to Jennifer. Can we talk to Jennifer before, because our son's on life support? Of course, wow. I'm going to say yes.
Of course.
I sat there and talked to the whole family in the hospital, which was, you know, and I talk to parents every day that have lost children, missing children, tell them what the last 24 hours. This affected me so much.
Right.
This child, Oakley, and his twin sister, Olivia, I mean, to give you some of the context, like Olivia was just like, can you tell him I'm sorry about my last text message?
No.
Like stuff like that. Like, does he know that everyone misses him? Does he know? And wow. I was able, I'm like, he's right here. He just kissed you on the forehead.
Wow.
And she said, I was touching my head. And I'm like, he's holding his sister's hand. And, you know, the parents are like, well, yeah, she's right here. And I'm like, no. there's another person in spirit that he says is his sister. Well, his mom had triplets, and one of them, she only had twins. So, but nobody knew that. So I was able to provide comfort. I'm like, and then things like the dad said, can you please tell him to come back? Please tell him, you know, and I said, I believe in miracles, first and foremost. I always believe in the power of prayer and miracles. He's showing me that he can't get back into his body. It won't even allow him. There's no air pockets. There's no nothing. And I had I relayed this information that was backed up by the doctors, that he was brain dead and that all his organs shut down. And he showed me the poison that went into his body because of what happened. I've never seen anything like it. We think peanut allergies, were like, oh, you crazy mom, or oh, okay, we'll separate things or whatever. I have a whole different perspective now on this. So that being said, they did take him off of life support on Saturday. I've cried every single day. I have my moments. I break things. You know I break things.
No, I didn't know that.
I do. I break a lot of things. But that's just my own personal way of handling things.
Taking the glasses.
Yes. So, like, even today, I talked to his cousin who was in the bed with him when he passed, or when he was going through what he went through. And he was so sad. And so I talked to him today on my way over here saying, and Oakley came through with all this information of how he was around him, just to help. So I feel that I've helped. I know that I can never, and this is something that I tell all parents, you will never get over this. I want you to start from there, because if you think you're going to get over this, you'll try to get over this. You will never get over this. But what I'm telling you is I will help you coexist with it. I will help you change the way you view this. But you will never get over this.
Right.
And that's really harsh to hear, but I'm like, please, no, I'm not saying this in any other way. You guys have a connection to him. So one of the things that came through is his red shoes. He loved his red shoes. And so what happened was Friday. Was it Friday?
They want people to wear red shoes.
They want people to wear red shoes to raise an awareness to asthma and allergies and what it really does to these kids that actually die from it. They suffocate. Everything. It is the most. It is horrific. And so, like I said to you, I'm like,
adults too, not just kids.
Right.
Know, I've got all those things myself, and I'm an adult, so there's a lot of adults out there, all ages.
I have now, like, I have such a different.
So what can we do? What can we do?
Wear red shoes. Look online. You can either go to my Facebook page that has some information on it, but if you wear red shoes, take a picture and send it to my Facebook page.
Okay.
Send it. So I have some clients from Grey's Anatomy. They're going to start wearing red shoes.
Oh, cool.
Just to bring the awareness.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so it would help the process, because people don't know. This is something that people have died from it, but this is the first person I know that has actually died.
Oh, it's so sad. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
When people don't take allergies seriously, it's extremely frustrating as someone who suffers from allergies, because people not only mock you, but they also berate you, and
you feel that energy,
and it's like being bullied. Yeah. And you're like, dude, I'm not in charge of my allergies. I get that you think that it's a psychological thing, but my body's going to react how it's going
to
react.
We want to start a movement to make people aware of it, so people don't feel bad when they're at the supper table, or they don't feel bad when you know, a crazy parent's like, did you have any peanuts or anything
parents.
Like that?
I feel so sad for them. I'll wear red shoes.
I have a whole new.
Where do I have to buy those shoes?
You can any place. Puma has them. Any place.
All right. All right. So when we come back, I'm going to have April talk about Farrah Abraham.
Yay.
Hey, buddy. Welcome to another episode of This Life. Myself, Dr. Drew.
And Bob Forrest.
I want to be able to understand this, and that's why we're talking about it.
So. Don't get your health care from a Google search.
Let me remind people, please go to thislifepodcast.com. All right, so, yep, we got lots.
Call us up, email us up, at wherever the hell it is.
Bob and I have.
DrDrew.com.
Bob and I have lots to talk about still, so we'll keep this thing going. And if you like it, please tell a friend.
All right, we're back, and we're going to bring this up a notch, because Cindy's singing
tell me something good, Shaka Khan.
She's like, I mean, you know, life is not always happy. And I mean, I'm looking forward to a prosperous new year. I'm looking forward to leaving this one behind. And but I mean, it's all so confusing. I mean, we had people rioting in the streets and having, you know, having their moment to express their feelings about their problems with the government and what was coming forward. But I want to think positively. Mm-hmm. I want to think that this could be something good. I mean, the stock market went up, so that was good. But, you know, it's just really important that we all have positive, you know, mental attitude about everything today, together collectively as a human race, instead of just going, oh, it's going to be shit, you know, and it's going to be this, because you're putting that out into the universe.
It has to get better.
Yeah, I think so.
It's going to get better.
Oh, well, as I say that, an ambulance goes by.
I'm sorry.
There's our next caller.
Fuck it. 2017 is going to suck. Sorry. Okay, everybody? Okay. It's just going to suck. We're, you know, I give up. Okay. So, all right. So let's talk about Farrah Abraham, because I have been getting a million emails about her, and I everybody's concerned with the way that she behaves, and I get... Every time a teen mom show comes on, I get 15 or 20 of the same women going, please tell her, get her help or do something for her, because she treats her mother so badly and her poor mother so battered. But I just watched the show for the first time in a while. And you know, she's just really an angry person, but she's really not uncontrollable. And Drew will be able to shed some light on this, but because he's dealt with it firsthand, but he's a talk show host on a show. He doesn't like literally have the capability to go and like give her a phone call and go, hey, you know, let's fix this, you know. So I don't know, Nicole, what do you think?
Oh boy.
Or well, April.
That's okay.
Sorry, I've had Aprils and Nicoles all over the place today.
Well, I wish I had great things to say about Farrah, but unfortunately I keep feeling like we're gonna hear a lot about some sort of substance abuse with her. I just keep feeling like there's some sort of abuse that she's going through, and we're going to hear about stints with rehab, but I feel like she's really going to try and hide things from the public, so I feel like the discovery is going to be in a very sneaky way. Somebody's going to catch it, and I feel like it's going to be exposed. Her relationship with her mom, I really don't see that that's going to get better within 2017. I actually think it's going to get a lot worse before it's going to start picking up and start mending and healing itself. So... And then her and Simon, I don't know if they're in business together or if they own businesses together, but I keep feeling like there's going to be some legal battle between the two of them. So I don't know what this huge blowout and this feuding is. They may look like friends right now, but I do not think that they are friends. So I think there's a lot of exposure that's going to happen between their relationships. And I think that he's a very toxic person for her as well. I think that he adds more fuel to the fire than that needs to be there. So I'm actually really worried about her for 2017.
Those are reasonable concerns. Can I expand on that a little?
Well, Drew just said those are reasonable concerns. And I mean, that's part of being in the public eye and being her and in her condition.
She's ADD, correct?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if Drew can talk about it right now, but this may air after.
When's this airing?
Probably in 2 weeks.
Okay. I just feel her spacey, all over the place. She has no like.
She's not regulated. She came on the show and she said, you know, I'm seeing getting a new treatment.
Okay.
And I have a borderline personality disorder. I said,
okay, that's it.
I said, you most certainly do. Good for you that you know what that is now. And they're giving her some dialectical behavioral therapy, which is what borderlines
need. She has no attachments whatsoever. Well, right. That's what
chaotic attachments is part of borderline, the feature of borderline disorder.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, and so, yeah, she's got that full-blown borderline rage. That's the anger and stuff that Susan's gluing into. And I hope, you know, good, she's getting treatment. Good for her. I mean, that's certainly, people with borderline have terrible relationship problems, and they make terrible choices in relationships, so you're onto something there. And they create lots of legal problems too. So it all kind of fits.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, I also feel like I don't feel like she's going to be part of Teen Mom within the next year and a half.
I think
she's going to leave the show completely. But what is so off about it is I feel like she'll actually have like a spinoff show of her own that will be just around Farrah.
Probably. No, and I,
you know, Lawan, I see her doing mentoring and speaking. Like, after all this, I feel she'll get through it. It might be in 5, 6, 7 years time.
Oh,
but
my God,
I
it's going
like,
to be Kanye and Farrah on
after
tour.
She goes to prison.
They're going to be on tour together. I see it. I see it in the future.
That's great, considering you don't consider yourself psychic.
I'm usually wrong, but
no, you're not.
No, I don't have any predictions. I just feel bad because
this actually might be the best one. Yes.
I follow the show lightly. I don't like tune into every episode, but I do remember when they were younger and they were kids and it was all new and it was, you know, and watching these kids all evolve into adults and what, and I was really astounded at the way, I mean, I've seen these people at the MTV award shows and they seem like really lovely in person and nice. I did notice that Farrah was a little pumped up with plastic surgery as well as her mother. And when I see that, it's always a sign that there's mental illness on some level if it's over the top, especially if somebody's really beautiful. And
she was so much prettier before.
And I also think that, you know, personally, when I see people react to it and they send emails, I feel like they're trying to warn us that something's coming. So I don't have any ill will toward Farrah or anything. You know, she kind of went off on a Twitter rage against my husband once, and I thought it was actually kind of funny. But that's she just does it for PR to make herself look good. But but maybe she has mental health issues too. You know, I get a lot of people that write crazy stuff on my Twitter. But if we could just sort of put it into the universe that there's an option, she can get better if she wants to.
Definitely.
I'd like to do that. You know, I think that would be and Kanye as well. And I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but it does become something that we have to live with every day in the news, and we have to. And I don't want them to die or overdose or have an addiction.
He won't.
Obviously, you know, because that's also something important to me. But okay, so thank you very much, April.
Yeah,
we're
absolutely.
You know, I don't know if I don't know. I mean, we have to come up with these ideas and you have to put yourself on the line to say, okay, this is going to happen in the future. And then a year goes by and we're all going to go, oh yeah, she's an idiot, you know, whatever.
Well, sometimes it takes 2 years for it to come to fruition.
Sometimes,
you know what I mean? It's,
right.
It is what it is. There's no time.
So, somebody's at the door. So what I'm going to do is, I guess somebody's at the door. I'm going to introduce you to our guest. Her name's Janelle. She's a big fan. She downloaded my app, and so she gets to have a psychic reading. And I have four psychics here. Janelle, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
I know. I'm sorry you have to listen to this long conversation. I said it would take like 5 minutes, but it ended up being 12 minutes. But thank you so much for listening and calling out. We really appreciate your listenership, and I'm glad that you like the process. And I was just curious, do you have anything in particular that you want to like ask these four amazing clairvoyant mediums?
I was just wondering if there was anyone, you know, that has passed that would be willing to reach out that I could connect with.
Who wants to start?
You start, Cindy.
I think Rex is going to start in
Rex,
a minute.
Rex, honey,
just
badger.
No,
don't let him in here.
Go sorry, on. My dog. We're, this is a go. This is a homespun.
It feels like a father
company.
Figure.
Okay, go ahead.
That's okay.
That's what it feels like. It feels like a father figure. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Oh crap! Here we go again.
No, well, because you know what? There's so many people in the room.
Yeah.
So well, it could be a grandfather that was like a father.
It felt like a very, you know.
We're going to give everybody a minute because sometimes, you know, here's what I love about psychic readings. Like, the best part of a psychic reading is the last 10 minutes. So, because they all realize that they have to come through because they like told grandpa and then auntie and
it's a male energy. So, what is her first name again? I'm sorry.
Janelle.
Janelle.
Do you want me to try?
Go.
Okay, because I actually have a female, so that's why I didn't. Because I feel the woman that's here, I keep seeing something to do with medication being misdiagnosed, put on the wrong medication. There's something going on with circulation in the feet and the legs, possibly diabetes, but also heart. So I'm seeing a problem with medication. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I keep seeing what happens is she's put on one dose and then it keeps changing and the combination is not working together and there's this struggle there. But did you understand both diabetes and heart complications?
The heart, yes. The diabetes, I'm not aware of.
Okay, that's fine. But you understand the problem with the heart and the circulation because I keep going to the feet as well. Does that make sense to you?
Congested heart failure.
Yeah, it could very well, yes.
Okay. Now, I do feel this is on your mother's side of the family. Is that correct? Your grandmother?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And what I know about her is she keeps making me feel like she went to the doctor over and over and they weren't getting it right. And then finally she said, I'm done with this. I don't want to take these pills anymore. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. Because I know she was just fed up with healthcare system is what she shows me. And she was tired of having take the pills. And she shows me that she, honestly, I'm going to be honest, what she shows me is that when she passed away, she's saying, I was just ready to go. I was so tired. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. But I want you to know that, she keeps making me feel that there must have been a distance where she pushed people out of her life as she's getting sicker because people are trying to help her and she's saying to me, I didn't want people bothering me. Do you understand that as well?
Yeah.
And she's apologizing for that because she knows everyone wanted to save her and she just pushed people away and she's apologizing that she distanced herself from her family. Anybody else want to step in?
Yeah, Janelle, would you understand on your father's side of the family a male who would have had a lot of head pain before he passed?
Yes.
Okay, would you understand this man also? Because I'm trying to work out if I have two energies or one, but I feel it's one. I feel like I have a wheezing smoker's cough at the end of my life as well. Also with the male.
That one, I'm. Oh, you know what? On my dad's side, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Distant relative.
But the head pain is the one that's coming through stronger. I also feel like I've lost my eyesight or I've got very blurry vision. There's a man. Oh, man, this could be the same guy. He couldn't talk. He couldn't speak at the end, almost like the tongue is not moving in the mouth. Do you understand that too?
I'm not sure. It could be, though. If there's two, it'd be hard to separate.
Okay, yeah. I actually feel like I have two males. I feel they're both connected to your dad. I feel one of them can't breathe and one of them's got a massive head pain. Yeah. And I feel the one with the pain in the head is very intelligent, almost like he'd beat everyone at every game of chess. Do you understand that with him, the intelligence and the strategic thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you also understand his connection to nature and trees?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what does he want to tell her?
I feel that he just wants to tell you, like, I need to say I love you and that he's been around you and he's not sure how you want things to work out in your relationship, but he says you're safe. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's almost like if you decide what you want, he will allow it to happen, but you need to make the call. He's not going to do this for you.
He wants you to be able to go outside.
Okay.
Do you know somebody by the name of Anna or Anna or Annie?
That's not ringing a bell.
Anna. Okay. So your mother's mother has passed away. Is that correct? Your grandmother on your mom's side?
Yeah.
Okay, because I see her, and I see she's with her brother, but I also keep hearing the name Anna. Anna, that doesn't make any sense to you at all. Is there somebody in the living name Anna? Anna, Anna, Anna.
There isn't.
Okay.
That could be for me, Cindy. I think I know who the Annie. Yeah. It's Annie, and I think I know who that is.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry.
I have an Anna, too.
Go, Jen.
My grandma Marie was Anna, too.
So. Oh, really?
My middle name, yeah.
Anna? Yeah. Sorry.
Sometimes they like Anna Marie. Sometimes they try to block. They come jumping in from out of the blue.
Well, you know, I keep seeing too a little girl on the other, like a baby girl on the other side as well. Too. Do you understand having somebody lost a baby?
Maybe not that I ever really knew.
That's okay. All right. I know there's a baby on the other side.
The male with the head pain, is that the same male as the nature? Or
yes, I felt it was. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And does it make sense that he would be a biological family connection to you or the same energy of someone who would have been like a very close relative?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel that he has very strong hands too. He keeps showing me these strong workers' hands, and I feel like he could build things with his hands. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's, again, it's just this love and protection and to know that he is around. And I feel like when he's around, everything's taken care of. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like if he's home, I can relax.
Okay.
And I feel that he's around you. Okay. His biggest message that comes through is he needs to let you know that it's up to you. You may smell lavender. That's going to be someone connected to him. I feel that it's his wife or a female connected to him who comes through with the lavender smell. And I feel like I need to talk about cedarwood and lavender with this couple. But he just mainly needs you to know it's all going to be okay.
Okay.
Do you understand a young boy or a son around you?
I do.
Okay. He needs love, care, and respect, and you've been the number one person to provide that. There's something important about that in understanding how you're going to move forward with your next steps, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to explain who this person is and how you're related and how you resonate with this?
Well, I'm not sure. I think the gentleman, would he be older or younger?
He feels older. I felt like he, and this could be the two energies crossing here, but I felt that he was an older gentleman. I felt I had short white hair. I felt that the hair I had was quite thick, and I felt that he knew your father, and he would have been there as a father to you when he was in the living.
Yeah.
So, not that he is your father, but like it could be your grandfather who was very fatherly towards you.
Yeah. I definitely think that would be, we called him Uncle Doug, but he was my dad's mom's brother. And he definitely, you say the nature and the trees, he lived up in the woods. He loved being outside. I think the lavender, I'll have to talk to my grandma about that, but I think that relates to her. And the cedar wood, I made him, when I was in high school, I made him a box in like an industrial craft class that I had every year for Christmas.
He loved it. He's crying and nodding. He's got this huge smile, and he's like, yes, yes, I know. Do you know if he had those gold fillings as well?
The what, I'm sorry?
Gold or silver fillings. I feel like on the right side of his mouth, in his bottom jaw, he's got a gold or silver filling in his tooth.
I think he did, yeah. And I'll have to, my dad has a big framed photo of him in their living room.
Like
the second one from the back. I don't know the names of the teeth, but it's the second one from the back on the left, on the bottom. Check it out.
I asked his dad if he had a gold filling in the back. He probably would have known if it was gold. If it was just silver, he won't remember, but that's great.
That's so funny, yeah. And then I don't know if you want me to explain the female on my mother's side that you guys first touched base with was my grandma, so my mom's mom, like you said. But, she did. She had a lot of medical conditions, and it was just her going to the doctor all the time. They could never figure out what's wrong with her. They were always switching her medication. And I I do feel like at the end, when we went and visited her in the last home she was in, she did kind of push people out. She would even just abruptly say, when everyone was visiting in the room, she would just say, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep now. You guys can leave. Like, she was just really rude at the end for no reason.
Well, she feels bad about that now, so. Right.
She's not that happy.
Aww. But, you know, she really is proud of you. So, and I know that's a generic message, but it's true. You know, I know when she was well, I really feel she had a very kind heart, you know, and I feel she cared a lot about other people and helping other people. I feel she had faith in God. I feel that was a big part of her life, you know, and I feel that you're a lot like her in a lot of ways and how you share your experience with others. And she keeps showing me also somebody getting sober in your family. Do you know about that? Somebody stopping drinking or cutting back or something?
She did.
Oh, she got sober. So, you know, yeah.
And that's why she was so angry.
Younger, she worked in, I'm sorry.
That's why she was so angry and rude.
No, but she was, because she kept saying to me, experience, strength, and hope. And that's a term of sobriety. So she shows me that aspect. It must be something she, you know, she's proud of, you know. So,
how old was she?
She was in her 80s.
Yeah.
And you said that she was close to God. She actually worked in a convent when she was a teenager.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for her.
Cool. But then she broke free.
Janelle, May 2017 is a big transition month for you. Make sure you have all your personal affairs in line by May 2017. Okay. Everything's up to date.
Yeah, this is the prediction show. What's the prediction? She's going to be happy. She's going to have a transition. What else?
A good transition?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It always works out for the better. But it feels like you're going to have work to do after May. So that's why I say get everything ready by then. I feel like you've got a vacation coming up too. December. Somewhere with water, like by the sea or a lake. And you've got your son with you, or the younger male who's like a son.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels happy and it feels like it's well deserved.
You need to go to Cabo.
I feel it's springtime.
I need to go to Cabo.
Cabo or
I need to go to Cabo.
You know, Bali's nice.
Australia's nice too.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we're gonna get you a vacation. Guess what? You just want a vacation. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Oh, that would be awesome.
See, that would be a great ending to a really sad prediction show. If I could give this woman
all prediction shows are not that happy, unfortunately, because we get things that are bad. Like we could say, "Hey, President Trump's gonna have a great month of May." I don't know.
I would
what
give
I will
you a vacation
say, Janelle, is
could.
The end of 2017, you're spiritually enlightened. I have this image of you standing up almost like on a hill or a mountain, and the sun is drenching your body, and you're taking a deep breath in, and you're feeling very strong energetically. And I keep seeing journaling around you, so you might really get into journaling next year, just go with the flow. But you're going to feel very strong and very happy and at peace with all of your decisions throughout the year.
Okay.
Okay. Let's so end. You can trust let's yourself. End with that. That was beautiful. I love that. And we're going to all take that energy and feel it, and hope for the same thing for everybody else in this room and in the universe. And thank you, Khalees. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I'll leave that with you.
I hope that was helpful. And thanks again for being a part of this podcast and being a supporter of the app. And I know nobody likes the app, but, you know, there are ways.
We love the app.
Come on.
If I make $1.99, I can write the whole thing off. So just download the app, $1.99, go to iTunes, Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, and even if I lose money every year, I can still write it off. So I really appreciate it.
So that's really incentive to just do this. Let's do this. We want Susan's taxes to be lower. That's what we really want.
I'm trying.
Yes. Yes.
I'm trying to pull a Trump here.
And we'll be losses.
It's the only Trump you can pull, babe.
Oh my gosh. No, I assume we'll have lots of downloads, but we do appreciate your listenership, and I hope this is helpful. There's been kind of a weird meter in here. I don't know what it is. It's just we're all so comfortable, and it's been a really great opportunity to be back with all my friends doing this podcast. So once again, I want to thank Cindy Kaza for coming all the way out from Colorado, and she's Yay. On Twitter at Medium Cindy Kaza, and also she brought along with her April Nicole, which is April N Psychic on Twitter. I got it right. And Kalise Simone, CaliseSimone.
Yes.
And last but always not least, and probably one of our better predictors. So we're really gonna be watching this one, Jennifer. You're gonna have to, you know, hit it out of the park again like you did last year. But at JM Schaefer on Twitter, and I'm at First Lady of Love. Dr. Drew, go to drdrew.com, hit the Amazon banner, and do all your shopping there because we can keep these podcasts going. I'm a Playroom Pods producer and also have This Life with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest and the new Weekly Infusion, which is mostly medical related information. And also on the website, we have newsletters, and there's always something to see there. So check it out. And thanks again, everybody. We hope you all have the best 2017 and Happy New Year. And, you know, let's look back at 2016 as something that just happened.
As growth.
But it's gone. And hope for only the best in the new year.
Yes.
Yay.
Here's the 2017.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.